8 secrets to successful product launches to supersize your business. Sharon Hornell here, and we're going to talk about the product launch strategy and the steps that are involved to make sure you have a successful product launch. I'm going to share a few examples. I'm going to try to keep it short because this is one of my favorite topics and favorite strategies, because it is a great way to introduce your business to a lot of different people in a really short amount of time. So what do we do first? Whenever we do anything, we have to understand our audience. Step one is always to understand your audience. What do they want? What are their pain points? What do you have to offer them? How can you offer them something that is going to really benefit them? It's going to make the difference that they're looking for, or solve a problem, or reduce a pain in their life, or make life faster, easier, more efficient, or more effective for them. We know it's going to make it more effective for you because your business is going to be more successful, reach more people, make more money. But what's in it for them? Secondly, we want to craft a compelling value proposition. Now, I didn't say a compelling product with lots of features. I said a compelling value proposition. We always want to think in terms of what's in it for the customer and what value are they getting, because that's what they're going to pay us for in our product launches. So make sure it's compelling to them. Third, we want to build anticipation and with teasers and promotions. Think about whenever a new movie is coming out. I was trying to think of the one that just was recently discussed, and I can only think of Frozen 3 and 4 because that's the age of my granddaughters right now and they're very into it. But whenever a movie comes out, there's trailers. They come out like a year or more in advance sometimes, and teasers, and you'll see the ads and the promotions. And now online you can watch teasers for movies that are coming out for even further than a year out or just in the planning stages. But we should do that with our product launches. We should start teasing what we're going to be offering in ways that are compelling to our customers as early as we possibly can. Because that's what works, right? We model the industries and the businesses that do things successfully. And I think modeling the movie industry is a really appropriate one for our product launches. Fourth, we want to leverage influencers and partnerships. Well, how do we do that? My favorite example of this is Russell Brunson's book launch, his original book launches, and actually all his book launches, and then all the book launches he has done for other people. He goes out and he looks at what he calls his Dream 100, asks all of them if they will promote and share and interview him on their podcast or on their show, usually via video, to launch a new book. So it becomes a massive bestseller immediately, because if you have 100 people out promoting your book in a 24 or a week period, it has a huge influence. It reaches a lot more people. So he actually sells more books than a lot of people do because of the way he launches them. Five, we want to use multiple channels and multiple channel campaigns. So he uses, of course, online, because he's an online business man, but think of the movie industry again. When they are launching and ready to roll out the new movie, or the movie's going to hit the box office, this is what happens. All the starring big names in the movie, so this taps into influencers as well as, I mean, that's why they pick certain people to be in movies, because they know they will carry the box office. And then they go to all the talk shows, all the late night, all the comedy, all the talk shows, Saturday Night Live, and they talk about and promote the movie that's coming out or that just came out, and they show clips of it and get people excited about going to see it. Six, we want to create compelling content and assets, right? We want to have videos, graphics, interviews, whatever is appropriate for our product launch available. Now, one of the cool things that we talk about, and Russell Brunson and Steve Larson are talking about now, is the demonstrations, the dramatic demonstrations. Television sales, think of all the TV channels that sell. I'm trying to think of like the Shopping Network and what the other ones are. I can't remember. I don't actually participate in them. But they have a model that they follow for rolling out products, getting tons of interest in them, and selling literally tens of thousands of units in minutes, and selling out of products in minutes because of the way they use that channel. So think of different ways and different media and different formats that you can roll your product launch into. Of course, we want to do PR and things. We want to probably try to get on podcasts for sure. Podcasts are easy to get on. We want to talk about how to get on television. If we can actually get on television, local television, and have that picked up by bigger outlets, that would be awesome. Then step seven is, of course, we want to make sure our customers experience with buying our product and service is seamless. Now, I think some companies do an incredible job of this, and I think some companies that I actually love do a pretty bad job of it. And I'm not going to name names because I still love them and I love their products and services, but they promise things and then it takes a long time for them to actually send the deliverables. They'll send you some stuff that they've had already for a long, long time, but to actually create and send you the deliverables of other things that are in that value package, it takes months and sometimes even over a year. And to me, that is absolutely unacceptable. It doesn't create a good customer experience. If I'm having to message and say, where the heck are my recordings of this event? They should have, you know, I understand if it takes a couple of months, but it doesn't take over a year for those to be delivered. So we want to think of things from our customer's perspective. Is every touch point that they're having with our new product and our new product launch feeling good to them? We want to make sure it's feeling good to them. We also want to do things as part of our product value proposition and package to get people to consume the product, right? And actually experience it so that they can get the results that they were promised in our value proposition in the first place. And finally, step seven, always for me, step one for most of my processes is know your customer. Step seven is always continuous improvement, right? Roll it out, test, see what works, see what doesn't work, find out where those rub points are or friction points for your customers, fix them, and keep moving forward as you launch your product. And guess what? We can launch our product more than once, right? A lot of people launch their product every single week with a webinar, or they launch their product once a month with a challenge or whatever. All right, love to know your experience with this particular strategy. Do you use a product launch strategy to help grow and build and supersize your business? Share in the comments below. Otherwise, I say go out, model people inside and outside of your industry that are doing this in an incredibly effective way and do what they do and follow these 8 steps and you will have a successful product launch. All right, have a great day and I'll of course be with you tomorrow.